Alrighty. Another exciting Saturday morning walk. Everyone's back home. Anyway. Yeah. Starting to think that I should do my next level of education back. I think I should write my dissertation. You know, almost all of your doctoral time and effort, you know, in getting up to earning this wonderful platitude, is mostly, yeah, and all of the prelim work that they have determined is necessary to get a person to that level so that they can write a good dissertation. And you go, why not just write it? And then start shopping it around to find out who's willing to give you a degree on it. Because I frankly don't know what field I'm in. Going the traditional way demands that you come up with a field that somebody else already has a course in. And you go, you know, I need to throw that one out and just go ahead and do the work. And then present it. That's true, I do. I've been chasing to figure out what I really needed to do with my time. I'm thinking. I guess, starting on the next book, and it's like, you know what, number, I'll just make the next book the dissertation. there's starting to be places that give dissertations based on publication only. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Because like it was like you've always said, you know, there's a most of these degrees are handed out to people who are accomplished students of something, you know. My degree in philosophy, what does that mean? Says, well, that means I've studied a lot of philosophers. Yeah. You go, so yeah, what? If you are a philosopher, how do you get some kind of a credential in that? And they go, by going back and studying a lot of other philosophers. It's like, oh, well, okay. If you're going to, because I'm kind of going, since I'm not sure I'm plowing my own road, but I think to a certain degree I might be. Because in doing it, you know, I need to, I probably need to do it backwards. The people that I've heard of, I haven't really even read their stuff. So when people say, well, those are obviously your sources, you go, can't be, why? Because I never read them. So it's really interesting. If I, kind of like Van Gogh, he was called a naive artist. He didn't study under anybody. He didn't use anybody as his model. He was simply a raw painter. Everybody said, well, he's just totally off the wall. And you go, well, doesn't matter. He's still one of the greats. Psychotic? Sure. Most artists are. Couldn't live in this world? Yeah, probably couldn't. Can't we all? So, yeah. I think I should do it that way. And then, when I feel like it's done, when I've got it, when it feels like I've made some kind of, you know, when it's there, then start giving it to people and saying, so what do you think this is? Buddy. Pretty good. And then shop it and see who comes back and they go, we will review it and we will reward you with the doctorate for this work. And you go, there you go. That's what I want to do. And they go, it's very unorthodox. We don't do things like this. And you go, yeah, I know. Life's very difficult for you. No. Never have been. But I need to do at least a doctorate level work. You know, like, okay, let's take Adam Smith, for instance. I don't know if they ever got to that, I don't know what degrees he had, if any, but to see the absolute foundation of modern economics, yes. Who gives a flip what his degree was in? Everybody in economics knows him, and everybody's read him. And you go, that is the way forward. Most of these highbrow philosophical sorts, you know, whoever, Hume, or people like that, and you're going, they didn't reference other people. They had their own kind of system. They can all say, well, that kind of sounds like this guy, this kind of sounds like that guy, and you go, well, someday it'd be like, oh, you know, that's kind of normal. Yeah. I'm still a little bit of Nemro in there. And you go, oh. However, yeah. And you go, we're not doing anyone. I'm like, oh, man. Instead of saying that you have to have this amount of education and all of these educational achievements before you can even speak, says just speak and these things will come. You know, honors will accrue as people choose to give them. You know, don't seek them particularly. But don't sit there and not put your stuff out there because you feel like you don't have enough letters after your name. And other people can try to figure out what your field is. You know? Well, he's certainly worthy of a doctor. What should we give him a doctorate in? And you go, oh my gosh, we should, we're definitely going to have him come to our commencement ceremony. We'll certainly give him an honorary. And you go, I don't want an honorary. I want the real thing. Like Ben Franklin. They call him Dr. Ben Franklin, right? Why? What school did he go to? He didn't even go to school. Who gave him that title, that honorific, as they say? Who did it? And they go, I don't know who. But it seemed like everybody accepted it and let him have it. For all I know, he did go to some college. He did study like crazy, but I don't get the impression that he really did. Everybody kind of went with it. Because he was just that kind of a guy. So, yeah. You know? If you're going to be an independent researcher, which I am, which is what they want out of these people, it's like, well, I don't need your course of study. All I need is your acknowledgement at the other end that this is done. I like studying for a amateur radio license, you know? there's certain criteria that need to be met. And when you meet it, you get the license. And it's not really a question of how you got it. Okay. But how you got there, it's like walking up the top of the hill. It doesn't matter how you get up there. What matters is you're there. Everybody up there can up there and say, well, you didn't do it the same way we did it. And you go, so, who cares? Yeah. I'm here. So you can trust me. When push comes to shove, because it wasn't handed to me, I took it. I think it means more. I didn't complete some course of studies. Huh? It is. Yeah?
Got you.
And when it comes down to it, am I going to get a teaching appointment at, like, Mesa Lands Community College? No. Am I more likely to get one at Oxford as a visiting lecturer? Yeah. You know, because that's the kind of people they want over there. The old Podunk School of Practicality isn't really where I'm going to be interesting to anybody. Jordan Peterson was saying he didn't think much of the studies programs. He said people write their dissertations, and guess what? Nobody ever cites them. Nobody ever uses their information. He said it's this wonderful book that's read by nobody and quoted by nobody. And you go, the bigger thing is, make sure you write something that everybody else says, oh my gosh, you know, I would rather write a book that everybody, you know, how many citations do I have, Matt? That kind of stuff. I wonder what intelligences decide or end up being yappy dogs behind some fence. You know what, Lisa? It's probably a deal. It's probably very scared people. Yeah? Because dogs are pre-programmed. I've never known a dog that did evil. You can train them to be evil, but they aren't going to be evil by nature. Well, no. You know, when God says, you know, and everything that lives up to the measure of its creation, you go, I think a dog ends up the measure of its creation. So I think a whole lot of people want a whole lot of intelligences pick being an animal or being a dog or being, you know, any of these things, right? Because I think it's basically a fearful thing to do. I don't think I could make it as a human being. And you go, okay, and I go and I can do something else. Rocks! Rocks have intelligence to a certain extent, right? And you're going, maybe, yeah. Just, and look, are they fulfilling the measure of their creation? Absolutely. They're there. Whether people use them or not is has nothing to do with them. Right? It is. I would say a whole bunch of stuff says, okay, I'll just be a grain of sand. That's all I want. I'm totally safe. Nothing bad will ever happen to me. And I will get to go on to be a little pebble of sand in a celestial world or something, where the terrestrial or the celestial kingdom is mostly plastic or something, you know. Easy to clean, right? Easy maintenance. I could see places looking like that. I could see in the terrestrial kingdom, they're not really being real trees, they're being silk trees. They look real, but they're not. You don't have to water them, you don't have to do any of that stuff. AstroTurf for grass, you know? And you're going, yep, it's all wonderful. I said, yeah, but I don't, it's not like it was on Earth. And you go, who cares? I don't have to mow it. I don't have to take care of it. Happy day. This is a landscaper's paradise. It looks just like the real thing, but I don't have to do a thing to it. It doesn't grow. It just is. And you go, yep, that's what it is. No responsibility. You don't have to keep a living thing living, do you? Perfect. And maybe that's it. What constitutes perfection for you? What would be the perfect world? Oh, a world where I don't have, there's no consequences, where I can't be held responsible for the consequences of the things that I do. And you go, where's perfect? And you're going to get it. Oh, I want it. You go, yep, that's exactly what God intended. The place where you end up is going to be basically a place that you love. And you might not even care that it's not the best. Because a lot of people look at you and they go, that's a lot of work. I'm not too interested in work. To grant them. In the end, I think Grantham is kind of a terrestrial guy. Because he's not really doing anything. Or at least you don't see him doing something. Yeah. They don't have money to repave, I guess. Yeah. It's like, well, that's no change. What was he doing before except walking the dang dog? Going around and studying how to be congenial. Well, that's probably it. Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that bacteria can't flare up where there's a lot of stress. Gastrointestinal stress. All these things work together. Not that we don't have things wrong, it's that we don't really understand fully the mechanism behind it. And you go, and to some degree, we don't have to understand the mechanism behind it. All we have to know is that this causes this. The fact that, oh, it's bacteria, it's like, so what are you going to do? Oh, I'm not going to take away your stress any. That would be wrong. That would be unjust. I'm just going to take away this bacteria. You can keep your stress. And it's like, no, I think it's there to tell you not to stress out so much. Oh. There you go, Matt. I'll do some dissertation-like product, and then we'll shop it. And we'll find some learning institution, some group of PhDs whose basic point is to certify that I am one of them. It's mostly about joining a club. And so one has to say, I'm at that level. And people can come back and say, well, let's start lecturing, man. And you go, yeah. Can I do it remotely? We can kind of like it. Or can I fly in? How about those apples, Lee? There are people who fly in to do their lectures at Harvard or Oxford. They don't live there. They may go and stay there for a couple of months, you know, during a semester or term. And they'll come and they'll get wined and dined the whole time. Everybody wants to be at their table and have be able to speak with this wizard or whatever, you know. I don't know if that's what I want. Well, it's okay then. Yeah, but you have to play the full game. They want to touch you. They want to be able to talk to you. It's like there's this one kid, not only this kid, anyway, Daniel, in the class this semester, and he wanted to have a private meeting. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm far too busy. But give me your ideas. He wanted to sit down, you know, but sit down and grind this out. And you're going, oh, sorry. John Lancaster. He's a writer. He's a writer of electronic literature. Very successful at over the years. It's just a dead field now, so he doesn't have anything to really write about, particularly. He's gotten far more interested in hanging canals in Arizona by where he lives. He's found this interesting thing, and it's very, these creeks, these incredible, architecture. They were building these, canals that would take water thousands of miles. Yeah, sort of. But different. Yeah. And he's made this amazing study on them. He's been poring over maps and stuff like that. It's become kind of his obsession lately. Very interesting. And you're going, he doesn't have a PhD. I think he's got a master's in electrical engineering or something. Anyway. But should he get something for this? Oh, yeah. Because I think he should compile all this stuff together, and it should eventually turn into a, you know, something approaching a dissertation. And you go, so maybe all I'm looking for out of this is a certification. But I'll kind of do it in my own way, you know? And they go, well, you have to do a dissertation. You go, boom, there you go. Oh, we didn't advise you on this. And you go, okay, then you're not my people. Bye. And it's like, how dare you? How dare you think you're better than we are? You go, I don't know if I'm better than you are. But I've already done the work. How dare you come back and say, oh, well, you didn't follow our little plan. And you go, I'm not here to follow your plan. Or, what? Yeah, whatever. That's probably not true. Plenty of people follow their plans. And you go, but I'm after something than just a a hokey teaching job at a podunk university. I'm sorry. Can I be honest? I'm trying to find a peer group. I've always failed miserably at this. And you know what I find the sinus? I decide I just need to be who I am, and my peers are going to come find me. Instead of me, you know, constantly begging at every door and saying, oh, will you possibly take me? It's like, no, because the whole thing is, we can come play together. Because I'm just not going to give a name to it. Everybody wants to get put a label on it. And you go, I'm not sure I'm going to put a label on it. For all I know, I'll get a secret PhD from BYU. And they'll say, too many things you talk about in this book are just stuff that should be in the temple. It's like, so, we're going to give you a PhD. We're going to bury this book. Say to Kylie, shut up. God doesn't want this stuff out. It's like, okay, that's fine. Put you on faculty at BYU, okay? Jeez. You can come and do some esoteric lectures, or you can record them for us, and we'll make it an online class. Perfect, all the better. Don't have to worry about the rest of this stuff. The brethren want to talk to me. Oh boy, what did I do this time? They go, no, no, no. They want to pick your brain. Oh, okay. That's cool. Get the Salt Lake Justice. It's like, oh, alright. Only safe place to talk, right? What do you think about that? I don't know. Let me think about that for a while. I'll come back and I'll tell you my thing. I don't know. It's not me. Rule number one. It's not about how amazing a person is. Except to say, well, God's certainly talking to him. Why is that? And you go, don't know. Church. And whatever service I can provide to the Lord, that's what it is. And if God says you'll give this guy a stipend, let him continue to do what he's doing. And you can take advantage of him however you like. But I want them to concentrate on these things. Instead of scrabbling around, scraping up enough money for food, that's pretty distracting. Don't want them to be distracted by that anymore. Like, oh, okay. Might as well leave him in prison here. He's a teacher. It's not a problem. Lisa likes it. The daughter of God is his content, so we'll leave it at that. I don't know. And you work on the next one. And then you become one of those weird figures where it's like, here was this first book. It was really good. Everybody thought it was just fantastic. And then here's the second book, and it was largely misunderstood. Everybody's second book is largely misunderstood. Because you start, you know, you start delving a little deeper into things or whatever. Jordan Peterson's doing it backwards. He tells most people, don't bother reading my first book, Maps for Meaning. It's too deep. Yeah, I've since written more fun books since then that are far more popular and get read far better than what I've ever done before. You know, and then there's always that mythical last book that wasn't quite done yet, right? You're dying doing the next book, and everybody conjectures about what would it have been if, you know, you'd been allowed to finish it, right? And so, you know, and it's the study of, you know, it's like the whole thing about, there are whole PhD studies on Charles Dickens. This is a man who never earned any kind of educational credential that I'm aware of. And yet, he is the study. You know, there are people who have a PhD in Charles Dickens. He is the object of scholarship. He didn't do scholarship himself. He was the object of it. Like Shakespeare. That's a better example, really. You know? Plenty of people. I mean, the whole field of English literature, half the people in it are basically Shakespeare people. Still know who the freaking guy was. I have some ideas. I'm sure it's a real dude. And you're going, oh my gosh. What will you do, man, if you ever get shoes that are not so rock prone?
Yeah.
At some point, it's looking like you might need new shoes at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know when. Mm-hmm. They're still looking pretty good. They don't wear like mine do. Oh. Oops. Yeah, here.
Job
yep. Oh, I gotta do my job. The daughter of God's lady's name.
Okay.
I'm gonna do that better. Am I supposed to dress you too?
But we're gonna walk over this again. So all the rocks.
Let's try to pick them off of here. Down there where rocks are supposed to be. Come here. So yeah.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely. I should ride it, and then I should farm it. But not very strongly. Well, the dissertation doesn't have a real length. Well, we'll see. Hey, if I'm breaking rules, I shouldn't break too many rules. That's always bad. There should be something that smacks of this and this and this. Uh-huh. It is. It's a marvelous time. Marvelous time of day. Marvelous morning. Look out. Yeah. This is even cats on the wrong side of the fence. They're having a lot more fun than the ones inside. Yeah, you think?
Mm-hmm.
He had all the grackles in once. No. I have to do it in a style that would be acceptable to these sorts of people. Let's put a few references in there. I don't know, maybe 10. Because if I'm not really studying something, that's not true. Pull a lot of things out of the Book of Mormon and the Bible. So for all I know, at the end of the day, I'll end up with a doctor of theology. Which is fine. I don't mind. Peer group. It's all about peer group. Gotta find some peers. If nothing else, they'll say, oh yeah, he does the circuit at all the seminaries. Because the Christians don't like him much. He makes the Mormons nervous. We're all going to die from revealing too much. And you go, well, then he shouldn't have let me see it. Well, not that I'm trying to antagonize God here. Not interested. I think I should be said, though, for sharing what comes to one's mind. The school, obviously, full of danger. Long after we had planned it, and they said, oh no, it's 35 feet wide. Yeah. Handicap this, handicap that. And you got liars. You got liars, a lot of that. They got 3 feet wide because they had some special dispensation. Well, that's only because they didn't want to have to mow. They sealed it in. Oh, yeah, I know. No, I'm sorry, I really don't know about this stuff for you. Yeah. I should try to do it in a dissertation form. I should use the right format so that it passes publication muster, which I'm... My class ends up being like that. My biggest thing is write. Write, but write in a way that is acceptable professionally. So then you'll be accepted into the club of professionals. If you can't write that way, then you're not in the club. And at best, you'll keep being a galley slave. And in the end, you'll get to be the foreman of the galley slaves. You'll never really reach the professional or managerial class. Yeah, which is fine. Not a bad thing. But you stay to be something other than what you are. It says that's funny because that's what I did. I've got a master's degree, basically, in something that I'm not. I faked it. But I think it ultimately makes it so when they come back and go, we can't give him this. He hasn't gone through all the hoops. And you go, he went through most of them. And you go, and I'm sorry. Oh, we need to pull over here while you got something going again. The student pick off and drop off area. Okay.
Do you have maps of the
Life, Lee. Life's full of junk. Ooh, that's a big one. That's a biggie. As usual, you build this amazing thing. It's all new. It's actually broken from the very beginning. They don't maintain it. And then in 10 years, they abandon it to build the next one. They're in 20 years. It used to be 50, but now they've set way down. You know, now it's going to be 10 years. Much too old, antiquated. It doesn't have the right stuff for us. And you're going, perfectly good building if you would have actually built it correctly or maintained it decently. You guys don't do that. Just tear it, you know. Made to have a little lifespan. A little is the big one. Bless you. So it used to be, you could be looked at by your pedigree, which actually is not a bad way to look. When people say, oh, that was so wrong, those are horrible signs, and you go, actually, it's not. Yeah. Yeah. Russell. So we need to find out what kind of change we want. That's the truth. Although, we're growing down in that gap. So it's like, am I going to have to give it a lot of water for it to possibly survive? Oh, shoot. I think it's hilarious because honestly, if you've got a water irrigation ditch, last thing you want to have is a bunch of trees growing there, pulling the water out. I'm wondering if this is kind of an abandoned trench, yeah, if they don't use it anymore. You can make it. You can decide you're going to make it. Bubblegum! Oh, no, where did it go down? It's not eaten. Oh, it's so hot. The hair of crane? Well, I love bubblegum. I brush my teeth enough. I should. Well, there's going to be a little lamp on, I'm sure. Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. Kids don't understand what they meant.
Yeah.
And not loving bullets. Oh, man. There's a chance, old thing.
Oh, I got it. Oh.
I don't like those. They're dumb. I don't feel like that. You might. Oh, you want to mention it? Well, mine's kind of dry, but the great thing about bubblegum is... Ooh, somebody's been chewing on him, too. Is your answer in turn off?
Yeah, I think
I heard my Yeah. Uh-huh. Sun doesn't last very long, though. Let's do it first. I go down to that lap. So the guy started taking this route. Elementary school. The little kids. Living for the pinnacle of their existence. But yeah, you live for your pinnacle of existence at 17, right? Everything after that is just depressing. You were a god at 17. Good job. Gonna do an encore? Michael, you're trying to relive your glory. Well, no reason to go slow on Saturdays. Police aren't going to take the whole time. Nothing out here. Homecoming. Not interesting to me. Never really was. But what excitement. Thank you. sports all day. Good health. High quality. I like breath going down, I guess. That's a good use. Yeah. Too much time poking around trying to find some program that means the effort. Just do what you do. Work at a certain level. And you'll get the acclaim that work at that level produces. I don't even know that. You know what I don't want to have to do anymore? I don't want to have to spend my freaking time poking around with dumb computers all day long. Trying to make this and that happen. That's what I want. But I also want a peer group. I also want We got some money. Lisa wants the acknowledgement. I want the acknowledgement, Lisa. Lisa wants the money. Did I? Can I scratch grass on you?
I can.
I can.
I can't live.
I know. Yes, ma'am. No, I am totally, I totally understand everything that you're saying. Makes total sense to me. So, it's okay that we have different purposes in it. To be honest, Lisa, I wouldn't mind you having the really nice house that you've always wanted. Now, if you don't end up getting it, I would rather it be by your choice if you don't have it, as opposed to just circumstances, right? You can... That's my gift to you. So, like that. So, I need to find a peer group. I've tried to be kind of a computer programmer, and I just find nothing interesting to program about. You know? You know people who are kind of that way? The Linux computer operating system is a prime example of a bunch of people that are basically coders in their souls because they do it for free. You know? Or they do it for the pure joy of it. Or because it's just what they do. It's just how they are. And they needed something to pour themselves into. And you go, I'm just not one of those. I've got all the skill in me. At least I got some of the skill in me. I can't say all. I've got some of the skill in me, but I don't have the inspiration for it. It's almost kind of an inspiration. Tried to even force it at times. It's just nothing. It's not there. And so, yeah, it does end up being what does inspire you. You know, this weird stuff I talk about. Go this way, Matt. While I'm at it, I should go by and pull a couple of weeds. Yeah. Thank you. All right.